O'Brien, your thoughts on that game?
Obviously very disappointed. First of all, I am proud of our lads and the effort they put in, the shift they put in for 70 minutes. But I suppose the last two games, the scoreboard tells its own story, and we're obviously 13, 14 points off the top sides. And the last few weeks has felt like a ruthless examination of our game plan, our abilities, where we're at in that overall picture. And we have to accept that it's 13 points now at this stage, and we scored 17 points both days. That's not going to be enough to win these matches. Both games we conceded 3 goals, most of which were of our own making, and you can't do anything about that now, but that's where we're at. Proud of the players, proud of the effort they put in and the way they fought at the end, but unfortunately, it was too big of a mountain to climb today.
They obviously scored the first 6 points with the win behind their back, and we were kind of a little bit fearful that they might pull away then, but in fairness to Kildare, they dug in, and obviously Jack Robinson had an outstanding first half with his 5 points, and that kind of kept you in touch then going into the second half.
DJ, I mean, the first half you felt there was a stronger breeze here when we get into the pitch than you probably expected, and it was at least a 6-8 point win. So if that was the gap at half time, you were going to live with it. You seen the Kerry line up, everything else, you knew if they hit a breeze in the first half, there was always the potential of them getting away from you. They didn't. We felt at half time we were in decent position. We knew we were struggling off kickouts. We knew hands on ball was going to be key, but fortunately we couldn't keep it going. And the second half, there was a moment, I think, when Darragh kicked the 2-pointer, might have brought it back to 8, then the goal shortly after, once it went to double figures. Unfortunately, we were never going to get it back, and we needed a bit of luck up front of the goals, and we probably created one half chance late on in the game, and we didn't take it.
Was the conditioning, as with Galway, I suppose, in the last 20 minutes, Galway were able to pull away a little bit as well, and Kerry got their 3 goals here in the last 20 minutes. Does that show you the gap between the conditioning of these teams competing at the very top level and where Kildare at the moment?
I think it's probably a fair enough point. For 50, 55 minutes in both games, you've been competitive, the scoreboard's been close, you've been able to stick with teams, but to begin to roll in a bench that has All-Stars and All-Ireland winners and whatever else on it, we don't obviously have that, and we're much younger in terms of that average age across the board. So from an athleticism piece, conditioning piece, just general body robustness piece, experience, confidence, it all feeds into the one, to be honest. We're a couple of years off these sides, and we know that.
Probably didn't have a huge bearing on the result or any bearing at all, but they were able to use 8 subs as well, and that temporary change rule, they were able to utilise that to get 8 lads in as well, which, when you talk about the depth of the bench as well, it would help them too.
Oh yeah, I mean, none of those changes weaken them in any way. They're bringing a freshness, they're fighting for places over the next couple of weeks and months, so every one of them went on with real intent, but we've seen that a couple of times this year in terms of that rule, so listen, it is what it is.
Obviously brings Kildare's season to the end. Like, how do you judge it now at the end of your second year? Like, are you where you would like to be 2 years into your term, and where do you think you are now heading in towards the third?
I suppose, look, at the start of the year, nobody had a relegation from the league as part of their plans. The All-Ireland series, I can almost live with a little bit more, in that you played 2 of the top 3-4 teams in the country. I don't think that losing to Kerry, the All-Ireland champions, fully stacked in a must-win game is the ultimate judgment on me or this group. I think the year as a whole has been disappointing. If you go to the very start, we probably, and a Bourne Cup doesn't make or break any team, but at the same time, we had a game there to win 8 points up, and we didn't. And then you start the league well. I felt we had reacted well to that loss, and you're 3 points out of 4 after the first 2 games, and really one more point keeps you safe. You know, if the ball bounces over the bar against Tyrone that first day, we're still a Division 2 team next year. But fine margins, and there was a couple of sliding doors moments within that. The Leinster Championship, you know, you bring Westmeath to extra time and you see what they've gone on to do since. And as I said, Galway-Kerry, not necessarily the ultimate judgment of this group, but the year has been disappointing. There's no covering over that in terms of results. I do believe there's a group of footballers in there that are progressing, that are developing, that need time, but are very much united and driven towards achieving what they want to achieve here in the next few years. But it will take time, and we've seen the step up here today in ruthless terms from a physicality, athleticism point of view and skill set.
You probably heard of comments at the recent county board meeting, matters raised by delegates. Like, what would you say to people maybe who are having doubts or having questions about how things went this year?
Look, I think the timing of it was poor, first of all. The year wasn't over. It is now, and whatever conversations have to happen in the next few weeks, I live with that, and I'll sit down with Mick in time when we review the year in detail. I think blaming the manager is a well-worn path in this county. Like, you know, very few managers in the last 25 years, particularly homegrown managers, that haven't had to face that. Personally, I pay very little attention to it. It doesn't hold a whole lot of water with me, and people can say what they want to say at these meetings. As I said, I felt it was poorly timed, and as regards, you know, my own future and what that means, today's not a day to be making decisions. We're after being knocked out with a championship. We're all very, very disappointed. There's emotion in that dressing room. There's all them things. But there is also a group of young footballers that need time, that need patience. And I think we need to widen the lens, right? It's a simple thing. Bad season, blame the manager. I'm not blameless here, not at all. But if we widen the lens and we look at Kildare strategically, culturally, in every way, like, there is... there's a bigger discussion to be had, not here and now, but there is a bigger discussion to be had around committing to a strategic plan for 3, 4, 5 years. And we'll take that to get there, that puts the senior football team front and centre, and we go after this with everything we have. But it'll require the support of all stakeholders, from management, players, sponsors, you know, fans, clubs, everybody. And stuff like the comments last week don't help in that regard. So I'm very much bought into this journey, and I believe in these players 100%. But as I said, the year needs to be reviewed properly, and I'll do that in the coming weeks with the chairman.
There's no doubting that injuries as well have been a huge factor in the season as well, and you know, seeing some guys like Shane Farrell and Ryan Sinkey getting on the pitch here today kind of is a reminder of that, and Jack Robinson himself. Like, but does the planning to try and avoid those sort of problems again, does that start fairly soon as well? Obviously, club championships have to be played as well, but like, does that work have to be done this side of Christmas in terms of getting lads ready for a new year to try and avoid that sort of series of injuries that you had?
100%. You take someone like Jack that you just referenced. Jack's been in New York for the last 2 years, you know, hasn't necessarily trained or played to the level that he would have liked, and he's back now. He's in the country for 6-7 months. He's found it tough, but you've seen the talent of the man out there today. Same with Ryan Sinkey. Like, Colm Dalton's probably operating at 60% at best at the minute. So many examples like that throughout the squad, and I think youth plays a certain part, athleticism, but we'll certainly look at it. And I think you need to continue to work here from an S&C point of view, from a training point of view, that we have that ongoing oversight, that in the club season players are still getting the work done that they need to get done. The pre-season probably needs to be looked at in a more wholesome way to make sure that we get the work done early that needs to be done. And I think even that extra year will benefit so many of these lads, just naturally based on their age and the load that some of them have had to do with Sigerson, club, county, and that could be lessened this year for a few of them.
It's already a young squad, but you know, there's the success of the under-20s there, a minor group that probably is way too young now yet, but will you be looking at under-20 group in particular of lads maybe that can come in next year as well and help bolster this, even add to the youthful exuberance that's in the squad there?
Yeah, for sure. We've had 8 or 10 of them in already in terms of training, gym, testing, so they're lads that we want to work with now for the next 6 or 8 months. And that's probably what I mean when I say we need to look at widen the lens and look at Clare GA over the next 3 to 5 years, and developing those kind of lads, making sure the pathways are in place from an S&C and a conditioning point of view, because you know, the only area we seem to be struggling with in Kildare is success at senior level, and that transition piece is the area that needs to be put front and centre in that plan, and that we throw everything at it that we can.
Playing in Division 3, Brian, that'll be hard to manage really.
Well, you manage it in the way you have to manage it. I mean, it's just unfortunate that that's where we're at. We would love to be in Division 2 next year. You're looking at Dublin, Monaghan came down, Tyrone, Derry still in it. They're the teams we want to play, and that's ultimately where we wanted to test ourselves. It's not to be. We're going to have to follow the path of down and go in there, and it won't be easy. I mean, if you look at probably ourselves, Westmead, Offaly, Sligo, Clare, all teams that on a given day can beat each other. So you have a proper tough Division 3 ahead of you next year, but the ambition has to be to come out of it, to have as good a provincial campaign as we can next year, and try and retain Sam Maguire football, because that's ultimately where we want to be.
Is it maybe an opportunity actually to, you know, maybe get a winning run together, get a bit of momentum going after the way this season has petered out a little bit in terms of winning games?
You'd like to think it will be, but I wouldn't take those 4 or 5 teams I just named, I wouldn't take them for granted. We've played a good few of them in the last 12-18 months, and they've been proper contests. But listen, you just have to, it is what it is now. We have to take it on, we have to do our best in it, try and get out of it, and as I said, build. And we said it'd take 4 years, being relegated was never part of that plan at all, but it is what it is now, and we need to face into that next year.
Good enough.
Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thanks for everything through the year, Brian.
Thank you.